The big trend that finally hit Central Florida was the food truck trend. It takes sometimes takes a while for things to get to the Orlando area, but once it gets here, we embrace them big time. And 2011 was definitely the year of the food truck for Central Florida. We saw just a whole envoy of trucks, I guess.
And you don't see that trend going anywhere anytime soon. You think it's going to stick around through 2012?
I think it will. I think we're going to see some changes in it. I hope we see some changes in it. I'd like to see it become a little bit more refined, become a little bit more reliable. One of the problems with the food truck restaurant is that it takes its peripatetic nature a little too seriously. And I've had several experiences this year, last year, that I actually went to where a truck was supposed to be just so I could check it out, and it wasn't there. Maybe they're just trying to keep that kind of enigma of where's the truck going to be next. And I think some of them have adopted a business model that says, I need to make X amount of dollars today. And once they make it, they leave. They're gone. So, if that's all they want, bless them.
Well, I can see that. I understand. But it's kind of a shame because more people don't get to taste their wares.
Right. It would be like a brick-and-mortar restaurant adopting the same policy and saying, we just need to sell 50 steaks today. And once we do, we'll just close the doors.
Another trend that we talked about actually just a few weeks ago was the tap room.
Yeah, we're seeing these restaurants that are really, really focusing on that multi-tap experience where they have at least 40 beers on tap. Many of them microbreweries, handcrafted beers that you might not be able to find elsewhere. And I think we'll continue to see that as long as the restaurants keep up on it. And it's very important, very difficult to maintain that many beers. You would think that all you have to do is put the tap in, but you've got miles of tubes that have to be maintained and kept cleaned. If they can keep on top of that, I think people will embrace it and then also focus on their food, which is the other aspect of that food component. I think that's the thing that will really be key to the success. And we've seen that in the past year with most recently Oblivion Tap Room. We've got Sonoma Draft House in downtown Orlando, Taps in Winter Park. So these are places that are saying, yes, we're going to offer you these great beers, but we've got a good menu too.
What other trends can we look forward to this year?
I think what we're going to see are more restaurants that adopt that food truck mentality. And I don't mean getting up and leaving whenever they want to. I think take a Tacochino, which was another terrific little eatery that opened up last year, that takes that small kind of food that you can just pick up and eat on the go, but in a brick-and-mortar setting. The small plates, the affordable, but really good quality. I think we're going to start seeing more restaurants offer that at least as part of their menu, if not the entire menu. We're going to see more, of course, the buzzwords locally sourced and sustainable. Locally sourced will be food products that travel under 200 miles to get to the restaurant. And sustainable means using something that can be replenished. And the other trend that will continue is the social media. You're going to be friended a lot more on Facebook by restaurants, and you're going to get lots of tweets from them too. It is an art. It takes more than just saying, hey, we're having a lunch special today. Stop by. And I think the restaurants are going to finally figure it out. So watch out.
Thank you very much. I'll keep an eye out. Thanks, Scott.
All righty.